The mayors of Normal and Bloomington stopped by Sound Ideas following their regular and special council meetings. Mayor Chris Coos, thanks for your time.
Good afternoon.
New city manager Pam Reese wore several hats in her old position of deputy city manager. That included human resources director. You are laying off some people in administration as part of budget cuts. Reese's old job is vacant. How is the reshuffle shaping up?
Well, the first thing that's happened in the reshuffle is Terry Legner, our IT director, who's had previous administration experience in other communities, is stepping in as interim deputy city manager until such time as Pam decides on a permanent hire.
Is that a deputy city manager or is that an assistant city
manager?
Well,
probably an assistant city manager.
So what happens to human resources, that function?
Part of Pam's role as being the human relations director was to groom a current staff member to take over that position, and she is doing that.
So that person is going to get it on a permanent basis or,
yes.
or
yes.
a test drive?
Permanent basis.
Okay. Should the town then continue with a deputy or revert to assistant with a more more limited portfolio?
You know, that's really Pam's decision to make. We have talked about it. I'm concerned about her work-life balance, and I've communicated that to her. But she'll be the one to ultimately make that decision.
How many ways are there to slice that loaf of bread? What's common in municipalities in the upper tier of administration? How do they divvy things up?
There's no set rule for it. Pam's job was working with HR. She worked with fire. She did the union negotiations. So she and Mark kind of split up the departments and in terms of overview. So she's had a lot of experience overseeing departments already.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Chris Coos is the mayor of Normal. You announced last night you will take a leave of absence for most of this month for a treatment for prostate cancer. First of all, our best wishes for your recovery.
Thank you.
What is your prognosis?
It's looking pretty good. It was caught early enough. We discussed a number of different treatments, and the treatment I'm going forward with is probably the best choice.
Are you a commercial for annual checkups or every 6 month checkups?
I am now, yes. We were having a discussion earlier about PSA and the current discussion about PSA tests showing false positives, but it was the trend of increase in my PSA that gave my doctor the warning that something might be afoul.
How will your absence affect policy discussion in the town?
I don't think it will affect it one bit. The council is strong. I don't think there's a person on that council that couldn't step into that role. The people that are going to do it, for the balance of this week, Kevin McCarthy, and then after that, Jeff Fritzen are both seasoned and experienced policymakers, and they'll do fine.
What's the formal mechanism for a leave of absence?
Well, I'm not sure. I may just have made it up, but I thought I was going to be gone for a period of time, and people deserved an explanation. The mayor pro tem, who's usually the senior council member, normally steps in a situation like that.
Is there a standard way municipalities construct these chains of command?
They don't, no. Some municipalities will elect a mayor pro tem, but it's always been the policy of the town of Normal, and we could change that, but it's always been the policy of town of Normal that the senior member becomes mayor pro tem.
Is there any guide from municipal code, or can it just be town procedure and policy?
Well, we take formal action. I would say it's a policy, but once there's a change and there's a need for a new mayor pro tem, it's a council action to elect that person.
What happens to the salary from your princely compensation package during your leave? And I say princely in all irony.
I've never asked that question.
Do you anticipate other issues coming before the council in that time?
In the next month?
Yeah.
No, not really. I think there is one or two issues that are upcoming, and we predetermined that they require a full council, not necessarily the mayor present, but a full council to make those decisions.
What are those issues?
Stay tuned.
Okay. Mayor Chris Kuss of the Town of Normal, thanks so much. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Thank you.
And I'm Mike McCurdy. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us on Sound Ideas following regular and special council meetings. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.